Slavery is as old as time, and has taken place in every corner of the world, even amongst the people I just left. Being taken as a slave is better than being killed, no? Before you judge, you must ask yourself, what did the culture and society of the time treat as no big deal?
What the fuck? All this time,
it's taken place in...
So I go, of course, you know, I'm on social media because a lot I have to post. I'm posting content. I definitely want to be considered or push myself to be a content creator. Not necessarily, you know, an influencer or whatever, but I love creating content. I love bringing my stories to life, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm on social media, of course. Okay. So, of course, being on social media, sometimes I'm see things that are happening and sometimes I don't because I'm just posting my stuff and getting off, right? I get on social media, Instagram. I don't even really know why I'm on Instagram because I do not get the same reviews, likes that I do on all my other platforms. But here we are. I'm staying on Instagram. I'm always there. So I see Baller Alert posted the Prager's U video with the fraud, Christopher Columbus, talking to the children, because this is an improved programming to teach children, conservative children. So these are conservative, white conservative children about slavery. And when I tell you that these white people are consistently, constantly just oppressing us. This is the most oppressing ever, where we are the only race of people that they are literally trying to make us forget what the fuck they did. They are whitewashing every fucking thing. They want to look like they are such the greatest people that ever walked the face of the earth, despite all of the evil shit that they continuously do to even make that point. Because this is by far the craziest shit, where the only race of people that they want to pretty much just be rid of us. And we are the race that are hated by almost every other race in the world. I mean, literally, that is fact. I thought I was the only one that thought that, but I'm not. I thought I was, but I'm not. There are so many. And unfortunately for us, that is fact. It's unfortunate, but it's fact. It's a So here you have this information that you just heard, okay? And again, they are whitewashing history and using one of the most fraudulent people of the face of the earth, which is Christopher Columbus, okay? He doesn't deserve any statues. He doesn't deserve any holiday in his honor. He doesn't deserve anything because everything related to him is bullshit. Okay? Everything that's related to him is bullshit. And I don't think that I shared this one, but this is on my Protect a Legacy, Know Your Self-Worth page. It was a real, and I listen, everything about what this guy is saying is how I feel, like literally. So here it is. And this was, it says, I got it from TikTok. It says live from Petty News. And I know this guy, but it's not showing his name.
Like
so
the only race of people that they tell us to forget our history.
Right.
Everybody else, you know, the Japanese would be like, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, we're going to let you know so it doesn't repeat itself.
9-11.
The Jewish people, Holocaust, don't you forget that shit. That shit's not going to happen.
Right.
Armenian slaughter. Every other person. And then they'll all ask us to support them.
Yes.
In their plight.
Yep.
And we will go,
you're right.
And we'll protest with
what
them.
About slave?
What about slavery? Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Slavery?
No. So true.
They just want us to continue to entertain, give them creative ideas so they can steal all of that shit.
Yes.
We are the only motherfuckers that they tell to forget about our history. This shit is so disgusting.
Disgusting.
When you go to a doctor's office, what's the first thing they do? They pull out your medical history.
Right.
I really believe this. We are so deeply hated around the world. They hate us so much.
Right, that's so true.
And if they're not making money off of, if they're not benefiting sexually, monetarily, culturally, they don't think of us as human beings.
The reason why I say that.
And that was from the Petty Herbal on TikTok. Okay, live from Petty News. And it is straight facts. I thought I was the only one that was thinking like this. But it's like, it's getting to the point where I'm literally, almost everybody in this, in the world is becoming unhinged. And it's because of the state of where we are. Not the state as far as states, but the state of being. As far as who we are in this world. Everyone is unhinged. We live in a country. We live where you have humans that are ruling us and they get to control us, because that's what oppression is. They're trying to continuously control how we see things, how we think, what we eat. They're putting poison, not just in our bodies, but in our minds. They're trying to whitewash history and everything. Because social media has become like this big thing, they're trying to combat that. Way before now, because they didn't have that much information, they've been whitewashing history for generations. Generations after generations, they've been whitewashing history, okay? But because we have social media and everybody is so woke, and this is the reason why they're trying to criminalize it, they have been, their panties or boxers or whatever has been in such a bunch because people are questioning the shit that they've never questioned before. They're making these people literally go crazy. They're going mad, okay? Because they're trying to make sure they've gotten away with doing so much shit without question. So now that we're questioning them, and we're saying, we don't like this. Now that their own race of people are questioning them. Their children are questioning, asking them questions. Well, hey, this is this. They really want it to be a white supremacy-led ideological mindset. It can never be anything else but that. That's the way they want it, and that's the way they're going to see it. And they are literally screwing us. I mean, this is maddening that they are literally rewriting history like this. These people are so ashamed of their own history. They are rewriting it to look as if enslavement was a benefit, that it was some form of compromise to unite the 13 colonies. Who gives a fuck about your 13 colonies? You know, these people do not want a united nation. They want continued war. They want continued white supremacy. And at this point, it's an embarrassment to be a resident in this state per Florida. Hell, this country. As if the many reasons before wasn't enough. Like, who literally gives a shit about the 13 colonies? They were of the United. They are all racist. These are teachings for their children, not ours. We're going to literally have to... and I've stated this before. We have to teach our own. I mean, we just have to. We have to teach our own. That is something that we should have already done. I get so pissed off about this shit. I do not want to die here. I mean, I really don't. I am so tired. I can't ignore it. I can't go back and say, let me take the blue pill. Not after taking the red pill. I can't go back and take the blue pill and be like some of these people out here who want to pretend like this shit ain't happening. It's just crazy to me that it's like, I do feel like I took the red pill and I'm losing my fucking mind. That's how I feel. I feel like I'm in a matrix and I just figured out what the fuck is going on. This is literally crazy. So when I first saw the article in regards to them now saying that this is also what they're trying to push out as far as a part of the education, that race, that slavery was a compromise, that it was a benefit, that it was needed to unite the colonies. They're trying to make what the fuck they did to us be accepting. They're trying to make us believe that this shit was okay to enslave a race of people for hundreds of years. They're okay with saying this shit, but not including the fact that y'all raped women and children and men. That y'all destroyed families. Y'all separated families. The same shit that they're doing to the immigrants, the people now, the migrants, whatever. They love separating families. They love selling off children. They're still doing that shit today. But they've been doing it. There's nothing that these people have not stopped doing. They just do it in a way that they can get away with it and it looks lawful. They're doing it in a way that it's being coddled. They're doing it in a way that it's that they are not looking as demeaning and evil as they were when they were doing it to us, black people. But they're still doing it. They have never stopped doing it. The fact that we still have drug, sex, and child trafficking increasing in this country is because they want it to be that way. I mean, literally at this point, man, I'm so done. You know, I always promote, always teach our own. We have billionaires, we have millionaires and billionaires, yet no actual separated educational institutions catered to African-led syllabus training education for us on assisted learning of our own histories. We're out here trying to still cope with racial tensions. They try but don't succeed, okay, to force us to accept. We don't even know our true surnames. We don't. Williams is not my true surname. We don't even know where we actually come from, and if it was Africa. We don't know that. I don't know my family's history beyond my grandmother, our grandmothers. I don't even know my dad's dad. He never even talked about him. So I don't even know really who his dad was, and any information beyond that. I don't know shit about my mom to even help me. I can try to do, you know, I got the ancestry DNA that, and it's, of course, it's, to me, it's like, it's similar to almost everybody else. And we don't know who the fuck we are. I don't even know who my great grandparents were. My mother's mother's mother. Don't know them. Don't know anything about them. We don't know our history here. And yet, the only thing that we've learned, and as I got older, that's when I started questioning stuff. And I'm like, how have we been accepting this? like, I want to leave something. When my daughter started asking me about our history and our legacy, you know, our family history and stuff, and I'm like, it's so crazy. I don't know. I'm 44 years old. I don't know. I can't even put that much information into the tree on the Ancestry site because I don't know it. There's so much about our families that we don't know where we even come from. And most of us don't. 110% of the Black community don't know where the fuck they come from. They'll claim as far as being descendants of slaves. We all do because that's what these white people have wanted us to do. They've wanted us to believe that shit. However, we don't fucking know that. We're the only race of people on this land that don't know our histories. And the history that we know that we know, they're whitewashing it to benefit them because the shit ain't benefiting us. Period. I mean, we just don't know anything. Come on. I mean, the biggest mistake, and I'm going to keep saying it because I know I said this before, but I'm just so, I want that shit reiterated because I want people to know, especially Black people too, that we try to take pride in the fact that our ancestors fought to have us be taught in our oppressor schools. The fuck? Think about that. When I say that shit, think about it. Like, really hard. Think about that. Our ancestors, or the generations before us, okay, fought to have their oppressors teach them. They sent their children, our parents and grandparents, whoever, our grandparents or whatever, sent their children to a school where they were still fighting against racial tensions. Their children were being abused verbally, spit at. They had to go through so much shit just to be taught by their oppressors. Why the fuck were we fighting to have our children? Yes, I understand that you wanted them to have an education, but what was the point is that why couldn't the generations before us teach their own and create their own schools that we could have had back then, and we would have had the funding and shit, and we're still trying to fight because now we don't, and it's just okay. We continuously have our hands out for these people. Now we want our oppressors because they're still oppressing us. This is oppression at its finest. The shit that we keep seeing that keeps coming up as far as the educational fight that we still have. Why are we in 2023 and we still dealing with this shit? Why are we still fighting with our oppressors? Now we want the same oppressors who we had to fight to allow us into their educational institutions. Now we expect them to acknowledge their truths, which they are full of bullshit. They are full of lies. They live, they have conquered, they have led on top of lie after lie after lie. They're whitewashed bullshit. They're white supremacy ideologicals. So they want us to accept that shit with them. Here's the point. Here's the point here. The bottom line. They need to get the fuck off out of America. Because technically, they stole the land anyways. And of course, assholes like DeSantis, we didn't steal anything. Negro, and I'm going to call him a Negro. Listen, these people are so ignorant. Christopher Columbus didn't discover shit. Everybody know that he's a fraud. So the fact that you came onto land that was already inhabited by another group of people, and you fought and you killed them and you slaughtered them and then you abused them because you still, again, these same people see themselves as the superior race of all race of people. They're hateful when it comes to that. The last president, the clown, as soon as he started talking about China, saying, oh, China did this, China was, then he want to make excuses, say, oh, well, he had corrected it, he worked it out. He still did. What the hell are you talking about? This man still went after an entire race of people, and every Trump supporter that he has started attacking these people. However, these people want us to side with them, want us to give them support, but these same people will turn on us because we are deeply hated by the world. And if, you know, we expect them, those same oppressors, to acknowledge their truths, and they're not, okay? They clearly can't. This is the entitlement to keep white supremacy alive. They can't be held accountable because they refuse to be. They rather lie, rewrite history that just continues to dehumanize us. We're the only race that's hated across the world because we laid down for them. We are, yes, far from weak, but this shit proves how far we haven't come. Period. It's like, the shit is tiresome. And then we have the clown who I still don't understand how he's allowed to be a candidate. This country is a fucking joke, man. And then this clown is calling out people racist. First of all, here's the thing. I really can't stand people, and we got black people who believe this shit. A teacher in Texas, I believe she was, I'm not even going to say her name, she got fired because she, tell my son, she likes being a racist. She likes, I guess, mistreating her sister and her white husband. But here's the thing. I cannot stand people who don't understand racism, because people just use it, that term, use racist and the term racism for anything. They see when it, you know, especially when it involves, of course, when it involves two different races. Racism is based on a superior race having power over other races of people they deem are inferior to them. Blacks do not hold any power in this society or world as we continue to fight against the oppressions still happening today. We can hate, we can be biased, we can discriminate, but racism is a much bigger threat than all of that. We don't write the laws or control the system to be called racist.